Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am hanging in there, doing the best I can, as fast as I can, as usual. How about you?
Yeah, a lot of moving parts right now for a lot of people, that's for sure.
And happy solar return. I mean, I'm so glad that you got to where you wanted to be for your actual birthday this past week. And I'm glad you had a good journey. How was the weather?
The weather was beautiful. Pennsylvania. I drove west to east through PA. And just the beautiful colors. You still had a lot of the green, but you got a lot of beautiful reds, oranges, yellows. It was just, a spectacular, lively drive. It really was.
I know there's a lot to be said for seasons. I love living where I have seasons. I mean, I lived in Florida for many years, as you know. Not that I didn't love it. I didn't love the hurricanes, of course, but I missed the seasons, and I'm glad I have them back now. There is something spectacular about the fall. There really is.
It's magical. It definitely is. Watching that transition up there, you know, there's gifts given in every situation. And a lot of people who, because I was born and raised in California, first of all, Southern California, okay, where, you know, like Florida, there's not really that season thing. Or what you would do is you'd drive up to it and then come back home, okay, was the only time that you really got to experience that. The East Coast is so totally different. The Northeast, because of the majesty, because of its location on this earth, it really has this unique, spectacular change up there to really enhance the beauty before the darkness comes. And there's, you know, living through that beauty and then the winter is an interesting prospect up in that northeast area. It really is, because you get this beauty and then you get isolation to really look within yourself once you've seen the beauty of this world at its peak.
Exactly. And being born and raised in New England, in Massachusetts, you know, I used to love the winter when I was a kid. We went, you know, sledding, tobogganing. We did all that great stuff. At this stage of the game, I'm not really into that. but it was wonderful, you know, to grow up in that environment where every season had something for a child to look forward to. It was different than it was in Florida. And I really enjoyed that when I was young. I really did. I loved every season. I couldn't wait for summer, you know, and to be outside more, and I couldn't wait for winter and to get out and do stuff in the snow and throw snowballs at my brothers and sisters. Yeah. But everything has its beauty, I guess. Everything does.
It does. It really does. Everything has its beauty. Florida's beautiful right now, even though it's a little rainy. I have to say that.
Having looked at your solar return chart with intimate detail, what, if you could sum it up in one theme, what do you think is your theme for this year? Because you chose where you wanted to have it, and you arrived even a little early, you told me. That's great. So what's your theme, you think, this year, if you could just sum it up?
I'm just going to be me. That's it.
And I love that. I love who you are.
What you get. What you see is what you get.
Excellent. Excellent.
It's all staying, you know, here again, it's just a very staying in the truth and staying where I need to be as far as who I am and what I am, and that's all there is to it. This is what I am, and that's the way it goes. This is what you get from me. There's no poker face. There's no no illusions. It's just, I am who I am. That's
exactly. That's awesome. Well, I know it's going to be a spectacular year. I do solar return too, and I'm not as much of an expert on that particular genre as you are. However, I can say this is going to be a great year for you, absolutely, and I'm very excited for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's going to be a very colorful year.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, I like how you have the Scorpio rising the same as me. I mean, this is, like, so cool. We're going to become even more soul sisters this year.
We're sailing through those transitions. It's fun.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. We're on an adventure.
Going deep and going deep for our solutions,
yes.
And it's all very nice. And out of the three Capricorn planets, at least two of them are direct, which I really like for you as far as, you know, working within your community, you know, because they're in that third house of your community and stuff. And I know that you're very well known, of course, down in Florida, and, of course, you do a lot of remote like I do. But your community is not necessarily about territory as much as about the community you create. Like us with the radio show, we have so many people that do call in. They call us again when something else comes up. They check in with us. Community is so interesting, and especially at the end of this year, because both Saturn and Jupiter are going into Aquarius, that the idea of community is really going to expand because of our electronics in a unique way next year, and I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Well, it is. I'll agree with you with that. This next year, we're really going to see some interesting shifts and changes with technology.
Yes. I'm working on a few things, but I haven't really got there yet.
I hear you.
You know, but again, now that the retrogrades are passing and things are starting to settle down by the end of the year, I have a feeling January is going to be a big month for a lot of people as far as recreating their business or their theme, maybe going back to school, looking at things a little bit differently and wanting to expand the individual they are into the new realms with the new abilities that they have at their command in this time period.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have a few people on hold. We probably should see what they need. What do you think?
How about we do that?
All right. And again, happy birthday.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Air code 617, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Africa. Hi, Jacqueline. This is Lynn. Hey,
hi,
Lynn. How are
hi.
You?
Hi. Hi. I'm doing great, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Hanging in there.
Awesome. So, you know my birthday? 1/5/1956.
Columbus, Ohio.
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm in Worthington, Ohio.
Okay. How you like it there?
I love it. I love the seasons, like you were talking about.
I
love
know.
The fall.
It has its majesties, doesn't it? I really do love it.
I do.
How long have you been in Worthington?
I never knew you were from Massachusetts. That's where
yeah,
I'm heading.
Yeah, actually from Worcester, right in the middle of the state,
awesome.
Worcester, Massachusetts. Yeah.
I'm heading there. Yeah.
And you know what the thing is, you can take the girl out of New England, but you can't take New England out of the girl.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to ask you ladies, you know, what good things you see coming up for me, coming in for me for this month, October.
Well, let's take a look at this.
Okay.
You've had a lot of squares going on with your moon off and on for this past year. And so,
yeah.
Again,
yeah,
part
year.
Of it, you have that square from between your sun and your moon and your birth chart. But, you know, the square itself, what it does is it challenges you, I think, to redefine yourself, because these Capricorn planets have been retrograde most of the summer. So this has been a time of redefinition of your responsibilities, but also to include your inner child, I think. And and now all these planets are going direct. I have a feeling that you're going to get a sense that you've accomplished it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I love it.
Well, and now that these planets are direct, and I'll agree with her, okay, now that these planets are direct, things are going to start to move. Because what's happening here is Venus is conjunct your natal Jupiter right now, okay? This month, it is going to dance through the Virgo energy and go into trine with not only your sun, but Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn, okay? And with this, I agree with Aphrodite. Recreation of yourself. Are you planning on doing a different type of work, or are you planning?
Yes, I am. And when you said recreation, I just feel like just new beginnings, Jacqueline. Just a new me. You know.
I love it.
Yes.
What's going to happen over the next month? Are there psychological changes afoot for your own greater benefit? Because Mercury is going to pass over your Arabic part of fortune. Then it's going to dance back retrograde, and then it's going to go back again. So it's all about that little vision that you have now,
watching
it, and watching it manifest and morph with the changes as they go along. Have that versatility to it, because next couple months are going to be really interesting for you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'll be turning 65 in a couple of months, and I'm really looking forward to it, because I feel like, just like what you're saying, I feel like some good stuff is about to really unfold. Yeah.
Some foundational Jupiter's going to be going through your first house. Saturn's going to be getting there. A little later on, you know, so you're going to have these great transitions that are going to be going on that, you know, I know you're a cardinal sun sign, and I know you like to be in the take charge thing, but you also have, at least it's 1 degree, Mercury in Aquarius, and it's all about vision and result, not worrying about the details, okay, because right now, you're going through this transition, and you just got to have faith and trust. And that take charge energy of yours is not going to work with all those squares. So it's all about trust and faith. I mean, you're just blocked.
Yes.
Okay. There's too
so
many blockages
true.
Here. Okay. So here
so
again.
So true.
Be okay with not being in charge, going with the flow.
Okay.
This is what you're supposed to be doing right now. I promise you. It's
for
your own
good
benefit. Okay.
I love it. I mean, so absolutely spot on. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Blessings to you both. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
God bless you. You too, hon. God bless
you. God bless you. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Nice. Close to her sun when we had the full moon. Nice. Okay,
yeah,
ready for the next
one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Echo 415, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, thank you. It's Jessica from, you have me down as being in New York. Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Many blessings for the upcoming year.
Thank you. I'll need them all.
Absolutely. Now, are you still in New York, Jessica?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
I was curious to know what this Pluto direct means for me. I mean, I'm always kind of interested in my career. I think I'm probably feeling it today, too, but I want to hear what you guys say about it.
Pluto is a very slow-moving planet, okay? And when it goes direct, of course, it takes us a little bit of a time to really engage its transformative power. And because it and Saturn are both opposing your Sun in Cancer, right?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
yeah.
This is about you being empowered in all the allied leadership you can tap into and that you can give. I like the balance beam of them opposing you with your Sun. My Sun's a little bit later than yours because I'm right on the cusp. If I was born 12 minutes later, I would have been Leo. But you're a Cancer Leo blend like I am. And these planetary energies towards the end of the year, it is all about balance between your inner security and your outer manifestation. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. But I think what you're feeling is because you have that critical degree, 29-degree Mars in Taurus, and it's such a feeling thing. I mean, it amplifies that intensity, okay, of feeling the physical Earth plane, okay? And what happened today is that the moon passed over Uranus, okay? And you felt that because it was in Taurus, okay? And so there's a little somberness to that todayness. But, okay, the thing is that this is an enlightening and awakening time, especially for your career. Now that Pluto's on direct, even though it's a slow-moving planet, it's going to work to your benefit, but it's going to work like mud. It's going to move very slowly, okay? It's making a path that's going to be very strong as far as your career is concerned. The North Node is right upon your Jupiter right now. This is a good time because, and I'll tell you, today and tonight is a really good time for you to do some kind of meditation and have some kind of vision of what your focus is and stay within that focus because Mercury is also conjunct your natal Uranus, okay? And it's in your 10th house of your career. So there's information that's coming in through these vehicles at this point in time that you need to really find that confirmation. Things are shifting in your favor. And like Aphrodite said, next couple months, things are going to continue to shift. They're just going to shift slowly, okay?
Yeah, I've been telling Spirit that I really desire confirmation out in the physical realm of, because, you know, I spoke to you guys, I think it was like a month ago, maybe less than that, but I was asking you about a whole publishing thing, and the next day I heard back from, I sent some pitch letters out to some magazines, and I heard back from one of the editors, and she was like, yeah, we want you to write, you know, like, I'm going to have so-and-so reach out to speak, to connect with you. But now it's been, like, maybe that was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I didn't hear back from the lady, like, the lady never hasn't contacted me yet. I don't know what that was about. I mean, I think
have
she
patience.
Will
have
patience.
Wait,
come
it
on.
The lines of communication are there, okay? It's just that, again here, you have to wait for the right timing for them to contact you for it to be right, okay? I know it's frustrating, again, that patience. You're a cardinal sign, too. You're a Cancer sun, so you have that. Let's move this along. Let's push this side. And the universe is saying, no, don't push this side, okay? Wait it out. It's for your own greater benefit. There's information you're going to get. Again here, Mercury is right on your Uranus as far as your career is concerned. And the North Node is dead on your Jupiter. So there's something going on. And that's 6th to 10th house. That's career to your day-to-day work. So you're going to hear here soon. I promise you that. Wait it out.
So what was the reason for that lady contacting me, like, so quickly? I mean, it was, like, right as I sent out the email, it was, like, 10 minutes later, she's like, we're going to contact you. So, I mean, is it, like, just continually, like, you have to learn this lesson of patience? But it was, like, it was just so exciting because it happened so quick.
Mars went retrograde on the 10th of September, and Mars is plagued from action and decision and doing. And, even today, it's directly in square to your sun. Actually, on the full moon, it was directly in square to your sun. excuse me, but you needed to know that the interest was there. Now, the ask could be delayed because of the Mars retrograde, but sometimes these retrogrades work in our favor. In other words, they could have offered you something sooner. By the time they do offer you, they could offer you something much better, too. You have to understand that retrogrades are just a sign from the divine to us that the energy is incubating. And so let it incubate, and as Jacqueline would say, and keep the faith, okay? But at least you know that they saw what you do and they love what you do. So they gave you a confirmation that you should take seriously, okay?
Okay.
Saturn is direct now, and it's right in square. It's right in opposition now to your sun almost exactly and all that.
Yep.
So I think established publications are going to be looking at you. This is one of them, but I think there can be more. So I'd say, all right, obviously I have something that people seek. So let me pick up the ball and run with it and see when I hear back. And again, I'd look at it as being more of a multifaceted thing than a singular opportunity, okay?
Yeah, you're right. I've been affirming that. I want to write for everybody. So, yeah.
You're so sweet. I like it.
Thank you very much. Always helpful, ladies. Thank you. Have a good
evening.
You're
welcome. We're so glad to hear from you again. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amazing. The retrograde can be so daunting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the next, I'm not sure where they're from. It's a 111, so let's see who it is.
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Melissa, happy birthday to you, Jacqueline, and I hope you get what you need for a happy life. And thank you very much for taking my call. It's been a couple of months since I called. Hello, happy birthday. Melissa?
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'm sorry.
I hope you get a cake.
It broke up on me.
So I'm saying happy birthday. I hope you get a cake.
Oh, thank you. I haven't yet, but I will. I promise you. Hey, sometime this month, I will have birthday cake. When things slow down.
What's your first name again? I almost heard it, but then I had an echo.
Melissa.
Alicia?
Melissa. Yes.
Oh, Melissa. Okay. And when is your birthday?
11/3/78.
Gotcha, right here.
Yep, Austin. I got you. I have you as Melissa number 7. Are you still in Austin?
Colorado.
Denver?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you, my dear.
You.
You're so sweet. First thing you were thinking about was her birthday. You're so sweet tonight. That's cute.
I try.
That
is
cute.
I try. Well, happy birthday again. Happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday. Anyway, yeah, I am excited for you. I have a question, ladies. So my question is, one of my male friends will have two, but this one right here, it's been maybe a while not communicated, and I know I've texted him, and but there's been a change. I believe he's been calling me, but I missed the phone call. What is it about? Are we reconciling to have a communication? Because I missed a couple of calls. That I know it's him. There's nobody else. The other one doesn't have my number. So I just want to know what do you see in that? What do you see in him? I think he's become anxious now. something has changed, and I don't want to. And before I communicate, I kind of want to be ready because I don't really, I don't like to have confrontation, but I'm trying to keep it on 10% or less level. Can you help me out? All that I know is he's a Leo. But if not able to give the astrology chart, I could do tarot. You are very good.
But both of your rulers as a Scorpio sun are retrograde. Both Mars and Pluto are retrograde right now in the chart, of course. And that could be part of it. But because I don't know exactly where his birthday is in Leo, I can't be sure what it could be on his end.
I know he lost his big job about 4 months ago, and I know trying to get a new job, and I know he was having some difficulties in his life, but he was not communicating with me, but now I believe that is him. I'm 100% it is. I don't know if you're able to see him. Letter L. You always been very accurate, and I really appreciate your accuracy for people and helping. But I don't know if he wants to communicate with me concerning.
I'm going to put it this way in your chart, okay? Because again, here we don't have his chart, but we know what's going through your chart. And with this Mars retrograde, I am going to say that it's a double-edged sword. I'm not going to say the conversation is going to come to a total conclusion at this period of time. And your patience works, or temperance works in your favor for you right now, okay? It's not a matter of should I respond to him now. It's a matter of waiting to see when the right time is. You are a Scorpio sun, okay? And you have the capability of looking within yourself, especially right now. In the next couple of days, the Mercury is going right over your sun, which means that there's this communication or this information you're going to get. So it's waiting until you feel internally, not using that Sag, 0 degree, interesting little creature that you have of a Mercury, okay, to analyze the situation. Okay, it's a matter of feeling the situation, because until Mars goes direct November 14th, I think the communications are going to be a little stilted for you and have with that confrontational thing a little bit to it. Okay, so I would suggest that you wait until your chart is a little clearer in November to have a communication more than now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, and I would do that.
Okay.
And do you go ahead. Anything
I'm sorry,
to do with
I didn't
it?
Hear that.
Do you sense, are you able to sense if he's trying to apologize or he's trying to be, or are you able to get an answer? What is his agenda trying to communicate with me now? Is it fear?
Well, again, we don't have his chart, so it would be difficult to see his side of this. That's the reason why I say in your chart there's still that conflict. So I can tell you that when one side has a conflict, the other side's going to have a conflict, okay? It's not going to go easily and smoothly as what you would think, okay? It is going to have its own certain conversation that is going to be both positive and negative, okay? And so, again, here, just by your chart, I'm telling you that there will be some conflict if you are in contact with them at this point in time.
And Mercury is getting ready to retrograde, too, next month. Now, sometimes a Mercury retrograde brings somebody back into conversation with you, too. So I do want to bring that to your attention. And it's going to go retrograde on the 14th of October of this month, in 2 weeks. Sometimes a Mercury retrograde brings people back into communication with you. So it could happen that soon that you would kind of get a little heads up from him. But I agree with Jack, as a timing long term, only having your chart to access has a lot to do with Mars. So I would just wait it out for now, because I think you can afford to do that. Obviously, your interest is very, very there. And as a Scorpio, with both Uranus and Venus in Scorpio, your powers of concentration, when you get fixated on something, you're pretty powerful, okay? But because you have so many planets retrograde, now Mercury's getting ready to go retrograde too, it can bring back opportunity, it can bring back conversation. There can be friends that you haven't been spending any time with, and that door can open to. Mercury retrograde, when it's in Scorpio, it's going to go backwards into Libra. Now, most people, when they hear Mercury retrograde, they go, oh, no. Well, the worst thing for Mercury to be retrograde in, by the way, is Gemini and Virgo, because they're basically ruled by Mercury. This is going to be a little kinder, but it has to do with deep intentions and then balanced thought. That is the blending of this particular Mercury retrograde. So agree with Jacqueline. Take your time. No, he may be having thoughts of you and this and that. You might be picking up on that with your own psychic stuff. But again, I wouldn't worry so much about getting the reaction or response you want as staying still and being strong in your commitment to wanting to hear from him.
Interesting.
Because thoughts
really
and things may travel on the wings of spirit. And you just put out there, you know, I'd really like to hear from you again. Just make that declaration inwardly when you're doing your meditations, your spiritual stuff. Just say, I'd really love to hear from you again. Just put it out there and then trust. Okay?
Okay.
And keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, ma'am. That's very interesting. I have a lot of in my plans, and then that's real. I better back off for now. I feel it. Thank you very much. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Many blessings, you love.
Take
okay.
care.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Nice. Something about her voice I just find very charming. It's just weird. I don't know what that is. Are you ready for the next one?
That fiery Sag.
Yes, yes, I like that Sag stuff. Yeah. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 510, you're on the air.
Hi.
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 Who's this?
Are you there? Hello? Somebody went away. She just went away. I don't know what happened there. All right. Well, I'll put a question mark. She might call back in. Oh, there she is. Let me try her again.
Whoa.
There you go. 510. Are you back? Hi.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Tasha. Have you called them before, Tasha?
I think so, yeah. It's been a while.
Are you 62275?
Yes.
Are you still in Oakland, California?
Yes. And can you also look into my friend, friend's birthday, the 427-77?
And do you know what time they were born?
No, I don't.
Do you know where they were born?
I think Oakland.
Okay.
Did you say February 14th, 77?
No, 427-77.
I still didn't get that. It might be my phone, but tell me again.
April 27th.
Yeah, 77.
Got it. Thank you.
What would you like to know about this one?
When do you see intimate relationship happening? If you see one.
Interesting. You got a scary little rabbit here. Oh. Interesting.
Hmm. Well, not knowing exactly where his moon is, I'd love to know where his moon is, but there's definitely some lineups for fire in the two charts. Wish I had more information on him. Because even on the day that he was born, his moon was actually 5 minutes from Aries, right on that Pisces-Aries cusp. That's a pretty tough cusp to be on, by the way.
Are you on April 27th, 1977?
Yeah.
And you have an Aries moon?
No, this is him, right?
April 27th, 1977.
Natasha's June 22nd, 75. I put him around her on 4/27/77, and what I'm getting is that his Mars is at 29 degrees and 55 minutes of Pisces. His Mars is right,
right
on that cusp.
Right. Okay. I thought you said his moon was in Aries, and I'm like, but it's Mars.
No, I said I don't know where his moon is at all at this point, because, I mean, it's somewhere in Leo, but I don't know where in Leo. It could be on top of her Venus. I'd love to know where his moon is.
Right, right, right. Okay. I just want to make sure we're both on the same page here. So, yeah, that was my misunderstanding. We're talking about Mars, not moon. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I might just
Are you
going to
finish?
By itself for a moment. No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to go with this, okay, because, again, here, it's an interesting combination. The two of you are not the same, okay? There's no question about that. But his south node, we can say, sits on your Mars, okay?
Okay.
Which, you believe in past lives, there's a karmic tie between the two of you, and I think that's where the attraction comes in, okay? I think you open him up in an interesting way. You teach him how to feel, okay? But again here, we'd have to know a little bit more data, especially about that moon, to see the conjunction there. But what I am going to say about this is because the two of you are two uniquely different creatures, and it's all about the experience and living in the now with this. I would develop a friendship. Your sun sits in your 11th house, and you are looking for that friendship. And I would look into it and just be in the present and be in the moment of it and see where it leads to as a friendship more than looking at the future of what you anticipate out of this. What I'm trying to say is this one, it's all in the ride. It's not in the destination, okay? It's all in that journey. Okay, that the two of you can create, which I think has a great deal of potential here. Again, remember that this is cosmically meant for you to go through this experience in this lifetime with this individual.
Okay.
And right now what's happening,
so,
Tasha, is Mars is retrograde right on top of your Mars. Okay, and that's why you want to reclaim this. And the Capricorn planets have been circling around your vertex in Capricorn. So you want to establish this. Now, they have been retrograde, and now all three of them are direct, okay, as of today. And so that's why you made the call tonight, and we're so happy you reached out to us. These Capricorn planets are in square to your Mars, the ninth house of the gates of heaven, God watching over you. So I so agree with Jacqueline. There's something in you that you know there's a familiarity with this soul, in a way that you cannot see it manifesting right now. But that doesn't mean it won't manifest, because Mars will go direct in November. I will hang on to this, and I would keep the faith, and I would allow it to flow, okay?
Right.
Now, you have to realize that your sun has been very, very early Cancer. The sun changed signs probably when your mom was in labor, okay? And so you're on that Gemini Cancer cusp. So you want that communication really bad to make you feel secure. I understand that too. But I think I so agree with Jacqueline. I would wait this one out. There's something karmic here that you have come to fulfill. Just hang in there with it. Just hang in there with
okay.
it. Okay. Okay? All right, love.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Many blessings to you. Okay, all right. All right, sweet night. Don't you hate that when you want to have more information?
This is such a frustrating time for her. I would love to see where his moon is.
I would like to see how close his moon is to that Venus, because that would, like, freak me out.
Yeah.
But I can't know that tonight, so.
You and I both, you know, that was the one thing I was like, ooh, that's really close. I wonder where that sits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That could really be interesting.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, lady. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
Patricia.
Oh, Patricia.
Yep.
Are you having a good night?
I am. So far, I'm just relaxing a little bit, watching TV some. So no complaints. No complaints.
When's your birthday? I remember Patricia's.
February 6th.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
So what would you like to know tonight?
I would like to know about monetary health that I'm looking into receiving. Do you see that help coming in for me soon?
What coming soon?
Some monetary help, just help financially for me.
Do you think it's going to be coming from the government? Is it some kind of a process that you're going through?
Yes. Yes.
Because all the Capricorn planets are right on you, and Jupiter is going to pass over your Jupiter before the end of the year. I'll tell you when it does that, and that's when you're most apt to gain. Let me take a quick peek at that when it goes to the 25th degree. That would be the end of November, is what I'm seeing here. You're going to go through your Jupiter return, and that can bring good fortune to you. Saturn is already sitting on your Jupiter, which means the decision's probably already been made. It just hasn't come to you yet. I think you're really close. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And Venus this month is also transiting through your first house, okay?
Yes.
And it will be in trine to your natal Jupiter, okay, and all those other Capricorn planets transiting, okay? So I do agree. I think there's some information you're going to get this month, probably when Mercury's retrograde, just to let you know. That's really going to give you that confirmation of, yes, you're getting it at this point in time, okay? So you are going to, it's a process is what I'm trying to say. I agree with Aphrodite. It's November before I think you're going to actually get the financial reward, but I do think you're going to get some hope this month about it. I really wouldn't worry about it. Let it go through the due process. End of November, things should look really good for you.
Oh, that sounds great. And is it anything else that I need to know? For my best interest, I guess, do you pick up or see anything else for me?
There's one thing I do want to tell you, that don't spend the money before you get it, okay?
I agree
with Jack about the timing for November, but it's like in December, you could already have in your mind promised this somewhere or have a place that you already want to spend it. Because we have some plants that are retrograde right now, I wouldn't live in the future with this. I know it's coming, and I'd strengthen your resolve and your reserves now, okay? Jacqueline pointed out, this is a bit of a process, and I know you're so looking forward to this because it seems like you've been wicked patient, okay? So I just want to honor that.
Yes.
But I think don't spend it before it gets here, and be very careful because, like I said, I think it's going to serve you well. Create a strategy now for when it does come, rather than getting too far ahead of yourself right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, love. That's why we're here. We're here to help you, hon.
Thank you, ladies. You are always just a breath of fresh air. You know, your platform is beautiful, and your messages are even more beautiful. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's very sweet to hear you.
Very well. Both of you. thank you. I love you, ladies. God bless you, ladies.
All right. Much love to you, my dear.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A lot of energy lining up, and she can feel it, man. She just knows it in her soul. It's coming, but she's just like, when?
She wants it now. Again, sun.
Yesterday.
Mercury. Venus and Aquarius. Let's move this forward. Mars and Sagittarius. We got to get going here. Come on.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all this evening?
It's Sylvia.
Happy birthday, Miss Libra. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Libra Jacqueline. Happy birthday to you and many more. Hey,
I love it.
Everybody call in and wish Jacqueline a happy birthday. All right.
My whole Aries baby. I'm so prejudiced towards Aries.
No, don't be. We're opposite across the board.
Yes, we are. You bring me back into balance. You crack me up all the time.
Yay.
Oh my goodness.
Cool
Mars is retrograde on your Venus tonight, Sylvia. Oh, my goodness.
And what does that mean?
Is there a man in your life?
Mars is that's what I was calling about. I'm like, where is he? I'm looking for him to show up any second now.
Well, with Mars retrograde, it could be somebody that comes back from your past, or it could be somebody that reminds you very much of somebody from your past, just so you know.
Oh, okay. As long as he's a new guy, nobody that I can think of at the moment that I want to be with from my past.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might be tested. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know right now. With a Mars retrograde on your Venus, you could be tested. You could run to somebody and you're saying, I think I feel like I've been here before. What's up with this? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. Sylvia. It is that time of opposition. This is your dark time, and I don't mean it to be dark as far as sad or anything is concerned, but what it is that the sun is exactly opposite of your sun, okay? And what happens during that period of time is it's inward time to go through a shift and transformation, because I agree with Aphrodite, okay, look. If you're going to meet somebody, I'm going to say don't meet somebody right now, okay? Hold them from the past. I think you're going to be tested a little bit here to see what's going on and to test the waters. But Mercury is passing over your Neptune. It's going to go retrograde, go back over it again, and it's going to go direct and go back over it again. This is about living your dreams. Don't compromise for anything.
Yes.
The dream that you want as far as a relationship. Have faith. And I know everybody goes, oh, it's your faith. It's your thing. But it is. It's a trust. It really is a whole trust that you need. You have that Neptune in Scorpio. This Mercury is in Scorpio. And it's all about that inward deepness. It's all about trusting yourself and knowing the goddess within you is going to bring you to that. You have a Mercury in Pisces. That's the reason I love you so much. It's just because you always will believe you have that high optimism, okay? And it's time to utilize that optimism and go, okay, I know it's coming. I can feel it. I'm going to wait for it. and I'm going to wait for the right one because this is the timing to do that. And as this next month goes on, things are going to shift in your favor to bring you the right one. So have faith.
Absolutely.
Trust the process, and you'll get what you want.
Oh, that sounds
it
like a winner. I am looking forward to Mr. Wright.
I'm going to say
you're going to your Saturn return. You're going to your Saturn return, and Jupiter's going to also be on top of your Saturn in that 10th house of commitments, okay? And they're both going to be in square to your Venus. But the important thing for you to remember, this is a time to take a look at the patterns that you've created in past relationships, okay? And to take a good long look at that in order that you don't, again, fall into the trap. Because I still feel you're going to be tested. But I think at the same time, because of your own psychic stuff, which you have plenty. I mean, you've got your Mercury in Pisces, your Mars in Cancer, your Moon in Scorpio. Hello. Trust your first gut feeling. Trust your first gut, okay? But I think you are going to be tested a little bit. But out of this comes a new way for you to define that long-term relationship that you've been seeking. So allow yourself to go through the process, as Jacqueline so poignantly pointed out, okay? I think she's dead right on this one. Absolutely, as usual.
And I'm going to give you this one because it could be as late as January because Neptune has to go direct and pass over your Mercury for that vision to come true. Okay, so I would be not looking at the time, but doing the examination and trusting the process right now because a gift will be given if you trust this process. I guarantee you, you'll find this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any particular, what type of gift? I heard said gift will be given if I trust the process.
A gift of a really great relationship.
Oh, okay. Great.
And Neptune does go direct on the 1st of December, by the way. It is direct all month. So I would be really very aware of what's going on around you over the holidays. Okay?
Okay.
I so agree with Jacqueline that shift of Neptune is going to be very important to be able to really feel that sense of euphoria right on top of your Mercury. I love that. See, Neptune hasn't sat on the star it's seeing tonight for 165 years, honey. This is a one-time passage, okay? So, and with your Saturn return and Jupiter approaching your Saturn, the planet of good fortune and abundance by the end of the year, you're pretty set up to meet Mr. Wright. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll take it.
Just stop at the red lights. No one is a stop sign. Back out of it if you feel like you're repeating your pattern for now. And then December 1st, revisit it.
There you go.
We always love hearing from you.
And I always love listening to you ladies and talking to you ladies. Y'all are so great and so wonderful.
We love your birthday jingle. Your birthday jingle is very sweet.
Thank you. Can I get a quick career something in that area? Quick look at that while I have you ladies on the phone.
Are you going back to school?
Huh?
Are you going back to school or something?
I would love to go back to school if I get the funding. I would love to if the universe say yes, go. And then I know that the universe will provide the money or either lead me on the path to where I can utilize my gifts and talents for whatever the reason why I reincarnated here this lifetime.
But I think that you need to be looking for an opportunity as far as work is concerned that will subsidize your education. Is that a possibility?
Okay.
Because the Capricorn planets are going to your 10th house of commitment and relationship, okay? And the 10th house is also your career. It's not a job, it's a career. And Capricorn rules all institutions that are partially government-funded or regulated. That's everything from hospitals to libraries, okay, and universities.
Oh.
So if you could get into an opportunity where they would actually give you some kind of educational reimbursement, I can see what Jacqueline's envisioning for you. But I think it might come from the job, or it would come from a grant through the government. But I have a feeling that something government-oriented can really help you right now to get you onto a new path, okay?
Okay.
So I would be looking for something that is either a corporation that does give education reimbursement, or I would look into what your opportunities would be to get some kind of a grant or a stipend to continue in school, okay? But I have a feeling that combination is what's going to work in your chart.
I have to agree with Aphrodite on this major point because I really am excited about it because here again, I agree with everything she said, but I think you can get training and experience through some type of work, whether it's an apprenticeship thing, something like this, to where you can get that education, okay? It could be looking for, it's really all about what are you going to do more than, you know, what is it that you want, how do you want to serve this world, okay? And it is about going and saying, okay, this is how I want to serve this world, so I'm going to go here and do it this way, okay? And believe it or not, it will fall into place, whether it's a government grant or whether it's a private corporation of a large institution. This could be,
right,
there's three large institutions.
That's what I'm saying too, yeah.
Okay, that could be that training for you. Even Amazon or any of these large internet companies are still a large institution that has funding and education for their employees. So maybe something like that you may be looking at as well.
Oh, okay. Because once I get the funding, I'm looking into psychology, getting a 2-year degree there. That's what my
I would love that for you.
Been lately.
I would love that
yeah.
for you. Absolutely.
Then you need to start looking in that, working for somebody or working with somebody in that to get your feet wet with it. Okay, see where it goes. Okay, don't rely so much on the piece of paper first. Rely on the job first. Let the piece of paper come when it comes. Okay, so make sure you take the job that gives you the option to do that. Okay.
Oh, okay. Great.
We're on your
side.
Well,
thank you, ladies. Thank you. I greatly appreciate you. So my clock says it's 5:58, so I'm going to hang up before y'all say y'all got to go. Happy birthday again, many, many more. I hope you get a gazillion birthday wishes, everything that you want. So y'all have a great Sunday. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all more. I'll talk to y'all soon. We'll keep you all posted.
All right. God bless you, honey. Okay.
You too. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Next time. It shall be the same. Au revoir.
I'll be the same. Or at the top of the hour, we need to tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, they can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're happy to be here for you every Sunday night. And have a blessed week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.